Yeah. Well, except that, I mean, that's what they have to look at all the time. That's mm-hmm. what management is, to look at a potential product and say, what's going to cost me to develop it and can I recover it?
Mm-hmm.
Plus the fact that in most sectors, let's take microprocessors or memory or other things, it's generally one product, but then it's obsoleted by the next step up or refinement mm-hmm. in that existing product.
So you needed to do the base work.
Yeah, and the best example is Intel, and Andy Grove said time and time again, we are going to be the one that our objective is to be the one that obsoletes our own product.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the key to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they should be able to, because they're good enough. The only time they get in trouble, and when you see companies get in trouble, is when they rest on their oars.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an industry where you can rest on your oars. It just keeps going too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's been the key to most of it, and the most successful companies.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can also have major new technologies, which we haven't had any developed for a long time. But a good example, when you look back at MOS as a new technology, Texas Instruments could not seem to break out in MOS. They had 6 or 7 managers. I think part of the problem there was Busey, who was heading it up at the time, wanted progress so fast that he was too impatient.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned over managers and there was no stability. But, you know, the first people in MOS first initial MOS products was General Instruments. And they were never able to really successfully pull it off and make a major position.